It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The FBI search at the former guy's Florida home appeared to be focused on the classified White House materials that Donald Trump should have returned. This according to the Washington Post. Investigators reportedly suspect that Trump or his aides kept key records when they handed over 15 boxes of items to the National Archives just 7 months ago. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that President Biden was not briefed in advance about the plans for the search of the former president's home, saying, "We learned about this. The president learned about this, just like you all did, through the public reports." But the reaction from the right was hyperbolic and, well, truly ridiculous. Laura Loomer, a far-right activist running for Congress in Florida, wrote, "This is a war, and it's time to obliterate these communists." Seriously. And on Patriots Win and The Donald, these are pro-Trump message boards, top comments on Tuesday seem to be advocating for civil war, with the top comment reading, "Lock and load." Lovely. Well, calmer minds and legal experts continue to emphasize that it is a crime to destroy or remove federal records or to mishandle classified documents. They also say these laws threaten a punishment of disqualification, quote, from holding any office under the United States. Still, it's not clear how that would apply to a Trump presidential run in 2024 if he were to be convicted. But the investigation appears to be expanding. An ally of the former guy, Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, who chairs the right-wing Freedom Caucus, on Tuesday said that three FBI agents seized his cell phone. Now, Perry didn't say what the FBI was looking for with its search warrant, which agents would have had to provide in order to take the phone. But Perry, like Trump, isn't handing over the search warrant. Perry is one of at least 11 congressional Republicans involved in discussions with Trump's White House about overturning the election. Perry said the FBI, quote, made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who would have made arrangements for them to have my phone if that was their wish. Yeah, it also would have given you a heads up to delete anything that you were afraid to let them see. And the FBI does not usually tip off the subject when a search warrant is about to be served. Meanwhile, Donald Trump remained in New York at Trump Tower on Tuesday night because today he's scheduled to be deposed under oath by the New York Attorney General's office regarding an investigation into the Trump Organization's finances. But in an early morning statement, the former guy said that he will plead the fifth in his deposition today. There were some notable outcomes in Tuesday's primary elections held in Wisconsin, Vermont, Minnesota, and Connecticut. Wisconsin has become a pivotal swing state, and there was another matchup between the former guy's chosen candidate, Tim Michaels, and a rival backed by the former Vice President Mike Pence. Well, Tim Michaels won the Republican primary for governor there. In Minnesota, Democrat Ilhan Omar, a member of the Squad, survived a close primary for her Minneapolis House seat. In Vermont, Democrat Becca Ballant is likely to become the first woman to represent Vermont in Congress. And in Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont and Senator Richard Blumenthal both got their first Republican challengers in re-election races that they're expected to win in November. And it's game over for yet a third Republican who supported Trump's impeachment, as six-term Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler, a moderate House Republican from Washington State who voted in favor of Trump's second impeachment, conceded Tuesday night. Herrera Butler's loss brings to three the number of pro-impeachment House Republicans who've lost their primaries this campaign season, along with Peter Mayer of Michigan and Tom Rice of South Carolina. Not only are election deniers winning in Republican primaries, they're also still on a slow-moving train to derail our democracy. In Minnesota, an election denier named Kim Crockett, who claims the 2020 election was rigged and illegitimate, well, she won Minnesota's Republican Secretary of State primary. And that's why it is so imperative that you vote. New Mexico police have arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Syed and charged him with the murders of two of the four Muslim men killed in Albuquerque, New Mexico, three of these murders happening in the last 2 weeks alone. Investigators tracked down a Volkswagen Jetta allegedly driven by the suspect. And finally, justice delayed is justice never served. A Mississippi grand jury declined to indict Carolyn Bryant Donham on charges of kidnapping and manslaughter in connection with the 1955 killing of Emmett Till. Donham, now 87 years old, is the white woman who accused 14-year-old Emmett Till of making advances toward her nearly 70 years ago. Unfortunately, the grand jury decided there wasn't enough evidence to bring charges. Donham said she didn't know what her then-husband and brother-in-law planned to do to Till after they brought him to her for identification. Till's disfigured body was found days later in a river. The murder and calls for justice fueled the civil rights movement. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on one of those donate buttons.